VOA News via remote, I'm Joe Palca.
We have encountered roadblocks from the political leadership at the Department of Defense and the Office of Management and Budget.
President-elect Joe Biden is warning of massive damage done to the national security apparatus by the Trump administration and roadblocks in communication between agency officials and his transition team that could undermine American security. His remarks were made yesterday in Wilmington, Delaware.
Right now, we just aren't getting all the information that we need for the ongoing, outgoing, and from the outgoing administration in key national security areas. It's nothing short, in my view, of irresponsibility.
Biden's remarks came after he was briefed by members of his national security and defense teams and advisors, including his nominees for Secretary of State, Defense, and Homeland Security, as well as his incoming national security advisor. And something that has been considered unthinkable for much of the last 4 years, it appears that Republicans and Democrats are going to join together to override a President Donald Trump veto. AP's Jackie Quinn has this.
Now that the House has voted overwhelmingly to override President Trump's veto, Senate leaders will consider similar action this week. The bipartisan bill, which pays for billions in military programs and provides a pay raise for the troops, was rejected by the commander-in-chief because it doesn't punish social media companies and it would allow name changes at bases named after Confederate leaders. House Democrat Adam Smith heads the House Armed Services Committee.
The president vetoed this because of something that isn't in the bill.
His Republican counterpart, Mac Thornberry.
This vote is about supporting our troops and defending America.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell supported the defense bill when it initially passed. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
This is VOA News. Democrats plan to push Tuesday for the U.S. Senate to pass higher pandemic relief payments to Americans, meeting President Donald Trump's demand for $2,000 COVID-19 relief checks that have already been approved by the House of Representatives. With Democrats in the minority in the Senate and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell giving no public indication of bringing the measure for a vote, prominent Democratic figures say they intend to take several possible paths toward forcing action. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer planned to use a procedural move that can be halted if any senator objects. Lebanese students clashed with police and protests in Beirut on Tuesday against the fast deteriorating economic situation in the country. The demonstration was held in front of the Lebanese American University in Hamra, where in recent weeks a protest was held against the increase in the dollarization of tuition fees. Tens of thousands of Lebanese have already lost their jobs in a worsening economic crisis exacerbated by the coronavirus outbreak. Iran has begun human trials of a locally developed coronavirus vaccine. State television reported on Tuesday that the vaccine produced by Shifa Farmed, part of a state-owned pharmaceutical conglomerate, is the first in the country to reach the stage of human trials. Iran is the worst-hit country in the Middle East for COVID-19, which has infected over 1.2 million people in Iran and killed nearly 55,000. Thailand's Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha has ordered police to set up a special committee to find and probe government officials abetting the country's human trafficking rings after a COVID-19 outbreak he has blamed on illegal immigrants. But rights groups doubt the campaign will do much to break the links that smuggling networks have forged with corrupt local officials over many years and consider the effort more show than substance. The order came less than a week after the outbreak of the worst wave of COVID-19 infections Thailand has seen since the pandemic started. And Iran has sentenced 8 of its Baha'i citizens to prison terms and other punishments, according to an informed source, in the latest example of the Islamist-ruled nation's longstanding international criticized policy of severely restricting the rights of Baha'i religious minority. French fashion designer Pierre Cardin, whose futuristic space-inspired looks upended catwalk styles in the 1960s and 70s, has died at the age of 98. Cardin, who cut his teeth working at top houses such as Christian Dior, went on to launch his own brand and pioneered the use of licensing in fashion. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.